We are so glad you're with us tonight, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. The conversation continues with basketball insiders Steve Kuyler as we zero in on the Philadelphia 76ers. Obviously, this is a franchise and organization that has a very proud history. And before we went to commercial break, you were talking about, use the word tank. Has this been the right approach on how to become a championship contender? And you just have to wonder, too, you were talking about 11 years since the Minnesota Timberwolves have been in postseason play. How long do you think this process is going to take for 76er fans? Because this is, they're very passionate in that city. It's hard to ask them to continue to be, you know, patient.
Well, I think the you know, you back into that question this way is when Sam Hinkie took the job as general manager in Philadelphia, he sat down with ownership and they mapped it all out. This is what it would look like if we continued with Thaddeus Young and Jrue Holiday, and they were just coming off the failed Andrew Bynum experiment. And, you know, you map it all the way through. Maybe you'll be the 8th seed. Maybe you'll be the 7th seed. That's the worst place to be for a team that's trying to go forward because you just don't get those good draft picks. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the teams that have had huge, sustainable runs, you know, it takes a trip through the lottery. It takes the chance to get a number one overall pick. And, you know, that's really where you change your franchise and set your franchise up for a decade. And, you know, when you really look at it, that's how you do it. It's really hard to buy, you know, free agent talent and get free agents to come into a zero-sum situation. You almost have to have the supporting cast in place for those players to go, okay, yeah, I can win there. You know, if you don't have, you know, Tristan Thompson and Kyrie Irving and what was Andrew Wiggins, you don't get LeBron James to take the Cleveland Cavaliers seriously. If you're the Milwaukee Bucks and you don't have some of those young guys and Giannis Antetokounmpo and Jabari Parker, you don't get a Greg Monroe to take you seriously. So, you know, this process is how you have to do it. What you hope is that you don't dip into the deep end of the pool for so long that you lose your fan base. That's where the Philadelphia 76ers are saying, look, we're just going to be outright ugly for a couple of years. We'll reload the cupboard, and then we'll get right back into the discussion. That's what the Orlando Magic have done. That's what Philadelphia is trying to do as well.
Okay, basketball insider Steve Kuyler with us. A few more minutes right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Let's talk about one of your recent posts on Basketball Insiders, highlighting some of the players who have been on the NBA's all-outperform team, you know, for through the first 25 games of the season. And right at the top, Sacramento Kings, Rajon Rondo, just this incredible rebirth and renaissance that has taken place. Why has he played better, or why has it worked in George Karl's system?
Well, unfortunately, I think, you know, Rondo's season is going to kind of get overshadowed by, you know, his outburst on the court in Mexico City towards NBA official Bill Kennedy. And, you know, that is a tough thing to get away from, is when you get yourself caught up in, you know, really insensitive comments. But the truth of it is Rondo did not work out very well in Dallas last year, really butted heads with Rick Carlisle towards the end. They basically told him to go home. And, you know, there was really a sense that maybe that was going to be the end of Rajon Rondo, that teams weren't going to take him seriously. Sacramento did the one-year deal with him, and he really put in the work in the offseason. His body is better. He is moving better. He's shooting the ball more confidently. He's back to being a defensive force. And those are all things that have really kind of benefited not only him, but the Sacramento Kings. Their offense moves better. He's back to being who he was prior to the injury. You know, so he's really been a surprise on the court. And, you know, it's kind of unfortunate that he got himself caught up in all of this other stuff that's really going to take away from, because, you know, he was really on the way to kind of getting himself back into that top level free agent money discussion. Mm-hmm. Now he's got a bunch of stuff around him that I think is only going to be a negative. You just hope he can stay focused and finish the season as strong as he started.
Steve, what's the forecast with Rajon Rondo? Will he sign a long-term deal with Sacramento?
Well, he's going to have to get to free agency. One of the unfortunate byproducts of the current collective bargaining agreement in the NBA is there's just no value in signing a contract extension, because those numbers are based on the numbers you're currently in. You can't get much of a raise when you do an extension. So for Rondo, who's playing at $10 million this year, if he wants to get into the upper echelon, which, by the way, next year will be more than $20 million, $25
million
for some players, you know, there's a huge gap there, and you want to be able to explore all of your free agent options, which means you have to get to July and you have to go through the process. the Kings are very happy with him. You know, organizationally, they've gotten more than they thought they were going to get. He really has been a difference maker. He's making a lot of things work. Unfortunately, the Kings still aren't winning games, so that kind of, you know, it's a good guy on bad team, but it does look like Rondo is at least situated where he can command a much bigger, longer-term contract. But keep in mind that he's not a spring chicken anymore in basketball terms. You know, he's getting to the wrong side of 30, and it's hard to get big, long-term deals when teams know they may be paying for, you know, one of those years where you're really not productive, or more importantly, you might be injured.
Talk to us about these restless Rocket fans. I mean, do you think Dwight Howard, I saw one of the questions on the Twitter feed that was directed at you. Do you think Dwight Howard regrets leaving Orlando? He didn't like being second fiddle, does he?
Well, I would say no, because at the time it had gotten bad. You know, that Orlando team had gone from the NBA Finals in 2009 to a lot of questionable roster decisions. They ended up being the last team holding on to Gilbert Arenas. It just wasn't an organization that was going in the right direction. And, you know, when you sign a contract, you know, a lot of people are like, well, this is what this organization has done. You know, signing a contract is more about what will the organization do. And Dwight and his advisors really felt like there wasn't a bright future for him in Orlando because of some of the moves that they made and some of the contracts they were holding on to. You know, and then it got really contentious and really kind of poisonous towards the end. I don't think either side of that equation trusted each other anymore. And when this trust is gone, it's time for the relationship to change. So, you know, certainly I think that Dwight would have liked for Orlando to have played out differently, and he certainly played a role in how it played out, but, you know, it had gotten bad before he was gone, so he was gone because it had gotten bad. But, you know, he's in a tough spot now. You know, this Houston Rockets team is not playing their best basketball. He can be a free agent next year. The front office in Houston is searching for answers. Some of those answers may come in trade, although their first stance is to try to figure out a way to make this existing roster work because it worked so well last year and they feel like they added to it. But, you know, the proof is in the standings. The Rockets are not very good this year and they may have to make some trades to sort it out.
Simply one of the best basketball insiders, Steve Kyler. Check his work out online at basketballinsiders.com. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, Steve.
And to you.
Okay, much more straight ahead right here in hour number one at YSRU. Stay close.